A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS-certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Check out their job openings at NEBCOinc.com. We're now joined on the phone by Husker Online, Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. We have a kickoff time as of yesterday. Nebraska-Cincinnati, not at 7 o'clock, but at 8 o'clock at Arrowhead. We'll be able to stay up the whole game. And
what
on Thursday, August 28th, Sean? Are you concerned at all?
We're gonna have Sip on a strict nap schedule. He's got, and knowing Sip, he's gonna want to be on your show at 6 a.m. the next morning from the hotel.
He's
on
going
Friday,
to be. So he's committed to it, Sean.
We're gonna work it out.
We got to do a post game show, obviously, and then I'm sure he'll be on. But guys, this is gonna be one of the best tailgate setups I think we've ever probably seen for a Nebraska game in a long time, because, you know, I wrote this yesterday on our site. Normally, you know, tailgating in Lincoln's great, but you got to have a lot of money to have a good tailgating spot. You got to have a lot of booster points or own a business.
Booster points.
Arrowhead Stadium is just a gigantic pavement village.
It is. And
anybody can buy a parking pass and park where they want there. So this is going to be probably one of the best common fan setups for tailgating that we've probably seen for a Nebraska game in a long, long time, if ever. And I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of people driving down Thursday and have plenty of time to get down there and probably stay the night, maybe go to the Royals game on Friday or stay down in Kansas City a couple extra days.
Royals. Sean, Bill Bush, 93.7 The Ticket. Were you part of this cover-up on Monday?
Yeah, Steve, a situation happened.
Steve pulled a situation on us, and we want to know if you were behind this or what it was.
We had a rule, and I didn't mention it.
Steve came in all dressed up, khakis, on three shirt, and no hat, and then didn't say a word, acted as if nothing was up, and then he just whistled as he left the building and went and did a 2-hour interview with the head coach. Didn't say anything to us.
Whistle.
Were you behind
this?
Did you put him up to this? We need a yes or no, and be accurate, because it was... I need to know an answer.
Was I really dressed up?
I will
up.
Tell the people at Coppell Chevrolet if you're lying to me.
No, I had nothing to do with it. You know, on some of those things, too, you never want to say you're having somebody on, because especially higher profile, because they can get busy, and then the interview doesn't happen, and everyone's like, well, Sipple told me you're having a rule on. Where was rule?
Right.
Thank you, Sean.
Covered
he was probably protecting that, because we've done shows over the years, and you guys have too, where the higher-profile guest has to reschedule on you.
But we were
fortunate enough to get about 30 minutes with the head man on Monday.
What was your read on I kind of covered my read on Shamar Brown and all that matter. What was your read on Shamar Brown based on what Rule told you on Monday?
If they wanted to go in at the level to get him, they could have, but it was not in line with what they have in line for the running back room, meaning are you going to pay Shamar Brown more than what you're currently paying your starting running back Emmett Johnson. And that's apparently what Cal and maybe your Miami were willing to do. And look, Miami is they're doing everything they can before this clearinghouse comes into effect. I mean, they locked up yesterday Jackson Cantwell, the number one offensive lineman and number one player in the country yesterday with his agent Drew Rosenhaus. And you better believe they probably front-loaded that thing to make sure they could get as much of this money in off the rev share number probably before July 1. So, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of strategy, and some of these teams are spending like crazy before this clearinghouse comes into effect. And obviously Robin Sipp has talked about that in basketball. But Miami's a big proponent of that, where they've been very aggressive to give Mario Cristobal a team that's going to try to get to the playoffs.
Was there a time, Sean, you thought that Shamar Brown would end up, though, at Nebraska? He goes to Miami. Rule says economics weren't there. Did you think there was a time he would end up here?
I thought there was in some respects because of just, number one, he's from Omaha. And, you know, for his family to get to games, it would have been a lot a better setup. I mean, 18 of the 24 games the next 2 years his family could drive to. And I get money's money, but 4-hour flights, if you get on the direct to Miami, that's a lot of traveling to go to watch your son play or your relative play. And then obviously his high school coach played football in Nebraska. He played with Sam Sledge. They're in the same graduating class. So they had a lot of things going, but I think we've got to come to grips in this rev share NIL era. None of that stuff matters anymore. Especially when the agents get involved. The agents don't care about the connections. Like, their job is to make you as much money as possible, and then they get the deals on the table, and you have to decide what you want to do at that point. And clearly Miami was very aggressive to make sure they got a running back. Cristobal likes to play three. Style is to play three running backs and maybe give them all anywhere from 8 to 12 carries apiece and keep those guys fresh throughout the year, and they really wanted a third running back, it sounded like.
Sean, how are you switching gears a little bit here? How does Sean Callahan size up Nebraska's kicker situation? Now you essentially have three in August that will compete: John Holt, Tristan Alvano, and then the newcomer Kyle Cunanan. Just kind of size up the race.
Well, I think the first thing with Cunanan, the value he's going to give you is probably somebody for kickoffs right now, because with the injuries that both Hull and Alvano are coming off of, soft tissue injuries, and Coach Bush could speak to this, you know, putting a guy off those injuries into a kickoff situation, that's a potential injury waiting to happen, you know, because of the heavy, you know, the swing that you take on a kickoff. And so Cunanan, I would think, it fits that role probably right away. But, yeah, then the kicker battle. It just feels like it's going to be more a John Hall versus Cunanan battle. Alvano is still overcoming quite a bit, and you know, we'll see where he's at mentally with his confidence level after the injury and the surgery and everything that he had to go through last year. But that will be a good battle, because, look, John Hall was clutch down the stretch, and they finally appear to have a snapper that's going to be more consistent in Kevin Gaelic. And we know the operation was a huge part of some of the issues last year with the snap speed, the location of the snap, the holds. And if that is tuned up and cleaned up, who knows what that kicking game is going to look like, because it played a big factor in a lot of those block kicks and punts last year.
Sean, it's May. It is May, but June is huge. What on the recruiting front? Okay, so what do they got in the class of 2026 right now? Four commits,
yeah.
And when you come out of June, where should Nebraska be?
Yeah, you'd like to see them in double digits, like 12-ish to 15 tops. But you're kind of done at that. And guys, this is the same position they were in a year ago. I mean, they were about the same commit number last year at this time too. So it's not panic mode, because they have 30 official visitors are in that range coming in over three June weekends. You know, Brian Munson has highlighted that they have three running backs coming in, high-profile running backs in June. Nelson Wheeler from Grand Island, now at Millard South, they've checked in on, but that's why they haven't been recruiting, because they have three other guys they're bringing in. They have five top offensive linemen they're going to bring in the month of June. And, you know, the board really shapes itself out. All you got to do is go look at the Husker Online recruiting visitor list on our visitor section, and it kind of shows you these are the guys they're recruiting at these positions. They're bringing them in for these June official visits, and And then some of these players have already been to Lincoln at least one other time before, or even two or more. And that's when you close. You got to close on these guys in June. And most of these kids will make their decisions in June or probably by July 4th, or some might extend it into August, the first week, and do kind of an announcement. But, yeah, recruiting really will ramp up in June. And for the most part, a lot of it will be done before the season starts.
I got a question statement. This is a question statement. Is it time for Nebraska to get back in the business of having big-time running backs?
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You took it for granted when you think about the run of NFL running backs they had. Like, you just like, oh, yeah, another NFL guy. I mean, you go all the way through, obviously, Osborne, but from Frank all the way through Bo. I mean, they had a pro pretty much at running back every year. I mean, you go down the line, and, I mean, Bill Callahan, like, everyone criticized, oh, they should have taken Danny Woodhead. Well, he took Brandon Jackson, who was a second-round draft pick.
Pretty good pick there.
Corey Ross was a pro.
Yeah.
Marlon Lucky at least played in the NFL for a cup of coffee. He was a very good running back. And you go down the line, obviously, Helu and Burkhead and Abdullah, I mean, they had quite a run of backs. And after Abdullah, I mean, the best running backs have probably been Ozigbo and Terrell Newby. I mean, they just haven't had over the last 10, 11 years. And you could probably connect that with some of the struggles and inconsistencies Nebraska's had, not having that kind of a running back there.
It's time. I got to look at these three guys they're bringing in. Have you looked at them?
Yeah, I mean, they're all. I mean, they're fast. They're explosive backs. they all fit kind of what they want with this offense. But, yeah, they've got three targeted backs. Brian's got it kind of broken down in the three and out. Like, yeah, they went in to check in on Nelson Wheeler. But, you know, there's a reason. Like, there's a lot of in-state guys going to Iowa State and places like that. As okay. Bill and I joke, the shop's open. But
Jake,
you know,
loves
there's
that
a reason.
Topic.
Well, there's a reason, because they've got their board set right now.
Last thing on that, Sean, Leighton Burback of Norfolk Catholic going to Northwestern. The first time, you point out, in decades that someone has left the state to go to Northwestern. Was he ever on Nebraska's radar? And who else was after him, if not beyond Northwestern?
You know, he had Iowa State and Central Florida. I mean, he had a number of those types of offers. But what he is that he's a player that is not going to cost you a lot of money in terms of the rev share and the numbers and the dollars and the cents. And, you know, developmental prospect, a guy that's going to take some time, sure. Almost like another version of a Grant Seagren, probably, you know, when you compare a guy that just recently left the program. But no, they evaluated him and looked at him. But yeah, I don't ever get the sense he was close to an offer. I mean, right now in the state, we know there's only three players that have received offers for Nebraska, and Isaac Jensen's already off the board, Darian Jones being the other, and then Jace Reynolds, who's committed to Nebraska. Mm-hmm. But Nelson Wheeler getting a visit, just a check-in visit, was probably the most in-state activity we've seen in the cycle, other than those guys I just mentioned. So, good deal for Burback going to Northwestern, and that will be a great place for him to play. And yeah, I can't recall a Nebraska native that has signed a letter of intent to go there. I mean, there's been some walk-ons mm-hmm. here and there, mm-hmm. But it is pretty notable. And we see, you know, Illinois has taken two players from Nebraska. Before that, it had been 100 years since there'd been a letter winner from the state of Nebraska at Illinois for football.
But, wow. Sean, you mentioned to me the other day, there's been some classes at Nebraska that have been light on Nebraskans. Not
no doubt.
Yeah.
And we have this recency bias about it, but, you know, the year they took Xavier Betts, he was the only in-state commit in the class. They had Isaac Gifford as a gray shirt. Yeah. Ended up being a scholarship guy right away, though. But, yeah, Josh Banderas was the only guy in his class that year. Mm-hmm. You can go down the line. I mean, there was a year where Cole Pinsek and C.J. Zimmer, I believe, were the only two in-state signees mm-hmm. in one class.
Yeah, so it's not impressive. So
we kind of got a little overboard, if we're being honest. Mm-hmm. Like, kind of feeling this pressure of local former players and other guys and trainers. You got to take every in-state guy, and I think coaches kind of caved into some of that. And it's not a sustainable model, probably, to take eight Nebraska guys every year and win in a league that's full of NFL players. The draft data does not lie. There's maybe one Nebraskan drafted per year mm-hmm. in the draft, and you've got to bring NFL players in this league to win. And, you know, we all love Nebraskans and want them to play here, but this is a different league now in terms of the NFL talent that you've got to win with in this Big Ten Conference, and Matt Rhule recognizes that.
Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Sean.
Sean Callahan.
Wow, that got serious. Whew. So it's happened, Jake. It's happened. That's the key. That's what I want you to understand.
One question I would ask with that, because don't
ask me.
For history, you can ask Sean, is when that happened, when there was the one signee.
When those other times?
Yeah, was there 12 others that had numerous?
I don't know. I mean, you'd have to look.
Had numerous offers. Yeah. Sometimes it might be like, yeah, there was at least signed one mm-hmm. or signed two.
Yeah.
But there was only four that had offers in right. the state from other places. That's what I don't know.
I don't know.
Because right now I think the difference is that the volume is up, right? I mean,
D1 players, 12.
How many 12 have
yeah.
offers?
Yep. Yeah.
So I wonder on those years of one or two.
Was it 12?
Was it 12 or yeah. if it to make it comparable?
I don't know. I know, I remember a conversation, you know, you just remember anecdotal examples of when it became a kind of a thing, you know, when... Like with Bo, I can remember talking to Bo about, like, he wouldn't want to offer this kid, a Nebraska kid, but there was so much pressure to do it. And then, you know, sometimes he'd cave in, but it was always sort of this stressful matter, you know. But it is what it is. It doesn't, this round, like, I understand the Millard South running back and why they might not offer him. I've seen him. He's little. I mean, you know me.
What do you always say?
I want a big running back. Who's that guy at Oregon I loved? Royce.
Royce Freeman.
Royce Freeman.
You like LeGarrette Blount as well?
Royce Freeman. Give me Royce Freeman. Remember Royce?
I do.
Rolls Royce.
Say it again.
Royce Freeman. God, he was Royce beautiful Freeman. Back. Yes. That's the kind of back you need. That's what I'm saying. Not that little guys can't do it. Amir was a little dude. Just different.
Still in the NFL, by the way.
Yeah, he was a great one. How many years ago was that?
11 years ago. Uh-huh. 11 years ago.
Ah.
Amir Abdullah.
Was that long?
Yes.
It was 2014 he got drafted by Lions in the second round.
People forget. Amir went back-to-back 1,500-plus yard seasons. Back-to-back. 1,500 yards.
Well, I coached against him. We Wisconsin.
Yeah, you remember that. Against.
Oh, yeah. It was not fun preparing.
Nope.
Yeah.
Dude. Better. Get one. I want to look at these three
better
guys.
Better times?
Better. Well, at running back,
that's
it
even
was.
Recently better times. It's a recent better time.
I'm not even going to say that's better. Yeah, it was better times, but, you know, better times was Ken Clark.
Come on. List some more. Who else?
I am hip.
There we go.
How about some Jeff Kenney?
Jeff Kenney. With the slasher number 35 with a tearaway jersey.
Yeah. Better times.
Better times.
Oh, you know who's better times? Well, Bill's going to love this one. Tony Davis.
TD. Flowing hair.
Yeah.
Better tough times. Tony.
Tough Tony from Tecumseh.
Better times.
Better times.
Those were running backs, Jake. Now, these guys that they've had recently are fine, but you got to do better than fine.
There you go.
Who's a great Miami running back of recent vintage?
Dolphins or Hurricanes?
Miami Dolphins.
Ricky Williams.
Yes.
2003.
Ricky Williams.
Woo! About 20 years ago.
Ricky Williams.
Out of San Diego.
He was very good.
God, how about Ricky Williams in his prime? Holy God.
He had one good year of Ajayi out of Boise State also.
Wouldn't you say Ricky Williams was like a breathtaking run?
Yes.
Breathtaking. Because he was so big. Fast.
Yes. When we come back, interesting story out of Ole Miss. Let's discuss that next on Early
Whoa.
Break.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Presented by NIPCO on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.